Testing one.
This is tape 4, side 1, in an oral history interview on Black heritage in the Upper Piedmont Project. The interview is taking place on August 24, 1989, with Jim Benson. The interviewer is Jim Meganson. We're in the Abel Cemetery. At the end of the last tape, we said we were stopping for a few moments. We were so tired, it's been about 5 days, so we're about ready to start up soon in just a few moments.
That load of those two large stumps there, there was two large trees there.
Just a second, we're looking at stumps that are out the west end of the back of the church, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, if you will, then.
Yeah, and those two stumps is two big old maple trees, and they grew up there to be great big trees, and they're at the head and at the feet of my mother's first cousin's mother. In other words, my mother's auntie. Mm-hmm. Those two big old trees there.
And what was her name?
John. Her name was Caroline Reese. Her name was Caroline Reese. That was, she was the mother of John Reese, mm-hmm. first cousin to my mother, mm-hmm. who's Annie Reese. That's what it came.
Well, it's wonderful you know about so many of these places that don't have markers. Mm-hmm. We're starting again on the west end of the cemetery, reading to the east. We have Ralph Durham, South Carolina, Cook, 371 Infantry, 93rd Division, born, no, this is, no birth date, died September 20, 1940.
Martha Dawson, that's who that is, the wife of John Dawson. She's born, I can't make that out.
1883, died August 27, 1940. Member of PBA. By the way, there is a book on black businesses in Anderson, uh-huh. that has about 4 pages on the Peak Burial Association.
Well, this is some of his strategy. He had a society, Barrel Aid Society, and he furnished rocks to all of his deceased members with that PB on and grave on. Now this year...
Just a second for we... Don't you assume there's a grave beside Martha that's unmarked, mm-hmm. right there? Should that be an unmarked grave?
I think it's a vacant between.
So you think it's vacant?
That's a vacant between.
Okay. And this area does not have a name, but it's lined with fieldstone.
It's Isaac Brown who it is. Mm-hmm. Isaac Brown. He had a twin sister named Rebecca Brown. They were twin. That's his Isaac Brown.
Where were they from?
They over here at Pelton. Mm-hmm. They were right over here at Pelton, at home. All his family's over there at Pelton, Brown.
And perhaps two vacant spaces or graves here?
Mm-hmm. That Johnny, Perry Whitten Johnny, with us. Yeah, that's right. That's Perry down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
And this is right here?
Charlie Heeks, he's from son of a man, Simon Heeks. That's who he is. but he was a World War veteran, World War I veteran.
Private 810 Pioneer Infantry, July 19, 1939, and Charlie is spelled C-H-A-R-L-E-Y. Mm-hmm. Do we have a name on this one?
That is unmarked. That's another one of Peach's Barrel Aces members, David Dupree.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them. Officers, one of the deacons of this church, old David Dupree is.
Born 1888, died July 26, 1940. Was he related to Alec Dupree?
Alec,
yes.
Yeah, he was related. He was related.
Do you remember how?
Alec Dupree. I don't know that, but they were relations.
Okay, and there seems to be a space or two beyond Dupree. And then a large-sized plot here surrounded by concrete blocks.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is. That's Lula Sampson. Lula Sampson, yeah, I know her. Know her. Born 1873 and died 11 months and 24 days, 48.
November 24, 1948. Let me ask you a couple of questions. This seems to be a plot for two or three graves. Is the other part empty, or do you know?
It's a plot for two. Mm-hmm. This is her son over here. His name is James. His name is James Sampson. It's Lula Sampson's son. I happen to know who he was. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea when he died?
No. Don't have no knowledge. But he died. He died before she did.
So the son died first. It must have been probably about 1940 because the last several graves have been 1940s.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Incidentally, this Lula Simpson's marker is smaller than the other PBA stones, but he also seems more professionally etched.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know about this one?
I don't know who
grave itself is covered with a concrete slab.
I'm trying to think. I don't know who that is. If somebody know who you was because they put a date on that. But I believe it's Sam Orr. I believe this Sam Orr. Now he was the husband of Maggie Walker, he married Lynn Walker's widow, Sam Orr did, and that's who that is.
Laura Banks, born 1883. Died February 29, 1948, member of PBA Society.
Yeah. Laura Banks, that's right. She was the wife of John Banks. And she had some children. All of her children has passed except the one that I know of. Donnie Banks down here, and she lives here in Carolina now. Now I just made a tree.
Mary Kay was born March 10, 1882, died September 10, 1948.
Somebody in between there, but I don't know who it is.
Okay, no marker of any kind.
No marker. That's another one, right? Yeah.
Lavinia Brown.
Bonnie Brown.
1871 to 1940.
Lavinia Brown. I'm trying to think who that is. I don't know. Lavinia Brown.
Died in 1948. It's almost before below the ground, so we had difficulty reading it.
Yeah, that's Bonnie Brown. Now that's John Henry Walker there. I born November 14, 1906. Died August 22, 1959. His brother-in-law killed him. He shot him, his brother-in-law. They still live in the house where he killed him at. That's the peculiar part, but. Him and his still living in the house where they killed him at.
Was it an accident or deliberate?
No, he did it for his point. He did it for purpose.
For good reason or what happened?
Yeah, he wasn't joking when he shot. Yeah.
What happened to bring that about?
Huh?
What happened to bring that murder about?
Well, he was going with his brother-in-law. Wife, and he just got tired of it, so he put a stop to it. That's where he stopped it.
Mm-hmm. The next grave doesn't have a marker. Do you know whose this is?
He got a slab on there, but you don't know who it is.
It has flowers, so somebody's tending the grave.
Does somebody know who that is? The hands. Who is that? Maybelle Fuller. Maybelle Fuller, she December 2nd, she was born 1909, July 11th. Deceased, 1951.
And that's May, M-A-E, Bell, B-E-L-L.
Fuller.
Maybe. Was she the wife, I assume, of George Fuller?
George Fuller.
And what was her maiden name, if you recall?
Butler.
Butler?
That's right. She was a butler before she married George Fuller.
Who were her folks, her parents?
Yeah.
Who were her parents?
Isaac Butler. Isaac Butler was a member, one time was an officer, a deacon of this church, but somehow or another he was not a deacon all the while. Something happened, he lost the deaconship. But George Fuller, let's see now, he born 5th month, 18 date 1910, and deceased 8 10 date 62.
That's what, August 10th, 1962.
George, he never did pay me for that slab I put on his wife's grave.
Well, I have a feeling you're not going to collect it.
I don't. I guess it'd be a little difficult eating next to Rob Reed. Helen Reed. Helen and Rob, they are buried here together under this one rock. And the Helen is why she died before Rob did. She was born 1893, died 1953.
It says Helen W. Was W for her maiden name?
William. Mm-hmm. And he was a William.
And who were her parents?
I don't remember that. I remember they were Williams, but I just didn't know that. Robert M. Reed, he's the son of Man Butler Reed. Mm-hmm. Man Butler Reed. Butler Reed, he's the one that had raised a family about two women in the same. He went from house to house. Mm-hmm. He lived a while at one house and then another. But he had a larger family by Polly Reed than he did Leah Reed, his real wife. Mm-hmm. But he had a larger family by Butler Reed did. But now this is his by his original wife, Robbie. But now there was other Aunt Polly Reed. Now he had more children by her than he did. I can commit all of them names to memory, but they had. I know he had a good bunch of them.
And to make sure we got the dates, Robert M., 1884 to 1975. Mm-hmm. This is part of a large plot surrounded by polished granite coping and with crushed gravel on top. The next person in the family plot is
Anna Max Reed. That's their daughter. Mm-hmm. Anna Max. Anna Max Reed, she married Tobe Maxwell. That's a long story, I don't know.
Is he buried here?
Tobe.
Yes.
He's buried over at Pendleton.
Were the Maxwells from Pendleton?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. They have a pretty good. That family wasn't so large. His family wasn't, but they. Max and I.
And her dates are 1911 to 1969.
Now, I told Max that he's a. His mother's name, Anna Maxwell. I think that's her name, Anna Maxwell. But now he went by Maxwell, but his daddy was I forgot his name. The white man was his daddy. Oh, I forgot. I'm trying to think of his name. I can't think of his name, but that I know that much about him.
Well, if you come up with the name, tell us.
They did have, now him and Anna had, they had two boys, and they still living. One of them lived down here in that home place, Rob Reed's home place now. His name is Erskine Jr. Mm-hmm. He lived down there. That's what I'm talking about, Tobin and Anna. I don't know what becomes of the other one. He's the oldest boy, I don't remember. But he still lives. So this here was Rebecca and Sarah. Now Sarah still lives, but Rebecca, she was a Gilead, and she married Ludlow. Yeah, she married Ludlow. Rebecca, she got killed in a car accident. That was in 1980. That's when she got killed in a car accident.
Well, now there's one monument here for both Rebecca and Sarah. Why are the two women on the monument?
That's right, Sarah and Rebecca. That's two monuments. Now Sarah, she still lives, is she not?
They were twin sisters, weren't they?
That's right, that's what you want.
Okay, let's see, Rebecca R.G. Ludlow, May 13, 1909, died October 1980. Sarah R.B. Kipler was born the same day. Mm-hmm. Who was their father?
Rob Reed. Mm-hmm. Rob Reed was their father.
Now, you said Rebecca had been at Gilead. Was that a first husband?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had Rebecca Reed Gilead, Ludlow. She was a maiden name, Reed. And they said, ye for Gilead, that's her first husband.
What was his name?
Leonard Gilead. Mm-hmm. Leonard Gilead, that was his
first. Do you know where he's buried? Do you know where he is buried?
Yeah, right up there. He's buried right up there.
Okay, and Sarah R., what is the B for?
Reed.
The B?
That's somebody she married up there to up in Ohio. She was up there. I don't remember his name, but that's who it was, Sable Reed, whatever that husband's name. And was her third husband, Kibler. Mm-hmm. Kibler, he died some time ago. He buried him with Seneca.
What cemetery at Seneca?
I don't remember. It's where cemetery where what they buried was. He was a Catholic Methodist, and over there where they buried their people in Seneca. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next plot, again with coping and crushed gravel, is Cannon, William, 1899 to 1983. And Vinnie, 1907, and I assume she must still be living?
She's still living. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still living. And William, he's deceased. So that's the record of him.
Where were the Cannons from?
Cannon, they are originally around here. They're in our family. We're having their family reunion. We're having a family reunion. Saturday, and he's in the Cannon, Reese Cannon, and Benson Reese and Cannon, they have that family reunion to you before. That's Andale, Yard. That girl, she Elrod, Jonas Elrod, they adopted that girl. I don't know who her people are, but they adopted her, and she didn't live long. She got killed in a car accident.
May 2nd, 1965, October 13, 1986. Mm-hmm. There may be some more, but I think I remember right off three that we've talked about that were killed in car accidents. Uh-huh. Andell Elrod, the woman we just looked at, Maxwell. Uh-huh. And I believe also one of the young boys.
That's right,
down there.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like that's been a big problem in this area.
Yeah.
One more question about Andale. That's A-N-D-E-L, initial L, Elrod. She's at this far end. Does this mean that she was not a member of the church?
She was not a member here. She was not a member here, but they buried her here because the rest of the family is buried here.
What about the canons? They're also down here.
Yeah, they were members here. William Cannon. He was baptized the same year that, well, one year. He joined the church yet, same year that I did, 1925. But they left two candidates over. They didn't baptize him for the next year. So he was one of the left over.
Let me ask you about an incident in the history of your church. You were baptized, you say, in 1925.
Correct. That's right.
I believe it was 1928 when the church burned.
That's right.
Where did you meet after the church had burned?
We met in the schoolhouse. There was a elementary school out there in the front. We met in it a while until Golden View offered us the privileged opportunity of holding our meeting in their church until we built back. So that's where we held a major part of the time, down there in Golden View Church. That's where every second Sunday, once a month, we were having preaching service, and so we met down there on that second Sunday until we built there.
Before the fire, were you having services once a month here or more often?
Once a month. Had it once a month.
How long did it take to get the church rebuilt?
About 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We from 1929-30. That's right. It was 2 years because we was in there in 31.
Mm-hmm.
It took a major part of 2 years, might not, almost three.
And all that time you were meeting at Golden View.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We were holding meetings at Golden View Baptist Church.
Now I've heard another story about one of the black churches in the area that burned and met at Old Stone Church for a while. Do you know anything about that?
Which one?
I don't know which one, but they met at Old Stone Church, I'm told, while their own church was being rebuilt. Could that have been Little Abel?
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was Little Abel. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't remember because I think New Orleans Grove up here at Central, it burned one time, and evidently that was the church that they'd met it probably. That must be in the church.
What was its name again?
New Orleans Grove. New Orleans Grove.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Central.
Mm-hmm.
And if it, not positive, but seemed like they probably met over White Oak Church.
Mm-hmm.
Or White Oak Church is the one that burned.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Now we're getting the story straight. And where did they meet?
They met over in New Orleans. With New Orleans.
Well, there seems to have been a church that met at Old Stone Church over on the Anderson Road. Why don't we walk to the other end of the cemetery to start a new row, and maybe we can think of it in the meantime.
Yeah. And this is William Cannon's daughter. William Sims. That said that grave out there on West Virginia. Vaughn and William, that this is their daughter. I forgot her name.
About how old was she when she died?
Well, she was very small. She wasn't. I guess she was a year old. Probably wouldn't exceed that.
And this is a very small grave with concrete coping around it, but no marker. We're once again at the western end of the cemetery, moving on the next row, which is not quite perfectly in line, but considerably better than most of the earlier ones we have done. Mm-hmm. Beyond her, there seem to be, what, about three or four spaces?
We don't know who they are. There's three spaces. There are three spaces, mm-hmm. but I don't know who they are.
Now, a few of these you have on the list in the church, don't
yeah,
you? So
correct.
We may be able to fill in a few others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we have. Reverend Ed Watkins, he's related to that group of Watkins over yonder.